Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. A couple of Saturdays ago, we were at a 10 o'clock baseball game. It was cold, damp, and foggy that morning. We could see the game from the warm car, and I had my trusty companion with me to help keep me warm. Yes, of course, my hot cup of coffee in an insulated cup. Baseball. It is that season of the year, and we are a baseball family. But that morning was one of those times when there was more going on, more to observe than the playing of the game. Coaches in general are known to be harsh at times. They are coaches, and by definition, their description is to push the players to win games. Whether they are able to do that or not is the way we folks who are sofa, bleacher, beach chair coaches think the coach is to be evaluated. In other words, their livelihood depends on winning. I get that. After the game, one of the coaches was apparently quite agitated. First, he was heard to say to the team that they were generally terrible, and then to make very critical remarks to several individual players. Now, this is a tactic that I've witnessed before, and I think it's intended to motivate and toughen them up. For some receivers of such remarks, the result could be anger and motivation to show the coach wrong. I'll show you. But for others, those with less confidence, those still trying to prove themselves to themselves, such a remark can take the life out of them. My heart ached for the players. Harsh and hateful words are used all the time in our world, often from adult to child, but also spouse to spouse, boss to employee, neighbor to neighbor, brother to brother. Why do such incidents even occur? And when they do, how can we as individuals handle the hurt? This incident led me to the wisdom of James in chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. I have heard such demeaning and hurtful remarks all of my life. Sadly, most of them come from adults, directed to a child or young person. It is easy for an adult to bully the young. Such demeaning remarks can do great damage, and the child can carry the hurt through life. From the young person's standpoint, if you, the parent, or other authority figure say, "I am stupid, I must be stupid." If you say, "I have no talent, I must have no talent." You may have faced such attitudes as a child or an adult, perhaps at work from a boss or a coworker. It happens to us all at some point or other. Whether child or adult, it is hard not to believe the words. James makes it very clear that there is great power behind the actions of our tongue. He likens the tongue to a bit in the mouth of a horse or a rudder on a boat or ship. As these things can control the actions of the horse or the ship, so our tongues and the words we speak can lead others to comfort and guidance or to damage and pain. The old saying, "If you can't say something good, don't say anything at all," continues to ring true. The real question to me, though, is why do we so easily resort to using our tongues to hurt others? And what do we, the receivers, do? How do we respond? How do we handle such hurt? We have the choice to respond with anger or painful acceptance. There is a third option, which is not so automatic. It requires us to stop and recognize that words are just that, words. They, of course, have meaning, but only if we accept their meaning. If I tell a tree it's ugly and incapable of usefulness, the words are mean and hateful. But the tree is not bothered. It continues to grow, provide shade and fruit. The words fall on silent ears. Words actually mean nothing, can't in themselves do anything unless we are willing to embrace their meaning. Then, only then, are they successful in bringing misery or joy. If we refuse to accept them, they too fall meaningless to the ground. Another aspect of handling these difficult experiences is to have some understanding of why many happen. We must be honest with ourselves and ask, do we realize that all of us as human beings use words not only to express our frustrations, fears, and anger, disappointment, etc., but also to cover up these emotions as well. If we look at the coach in the earlier example, here is a man whose livelihood and reputation depends on the performance of a group of other people. The ability of those people to do their job well and work as a team determines the coach's success. This same scenario applies to any of us who have a job in which you oversee the performance of others. In this particular situation, the team won the game by 10 runs. So you wonder what triggered such a comment. Of course, I don't know. That is the point. On any given day in any of our lives, things may not go well. An argument with a spouse or significant other, money worries, a crisis with a child, a headache, a stubbed toe, or any number of occurrences in our lives cause us to be sad, angry, fearful, anxious, hurt. And instead of taking responsibility for our part in the problem and asking for the Lord's guidance in it, we lash out, take it out on others. We, as a receiver of such outbursts, should acknowledge that most often they come from some event outside our control. The understanding of that can remove the impact of unkind words. We haven't walked in the person's shoes, and we must acknowledge that if we were put in a similar situation, we could behave the same way. James's verse from chapter 3, verse 2, is he is speaking to us, as well as the people that were around him at the time. We all stumble in many ways, he says. Misusing our words is just about the easiest. So, my suggestion to you and to myself is, if you are the target of hurtful remarks and they are unfounded, remember, words are only words and have no power over you unless you decide to allow it. Acknowledge there is likely pain behind the person's behavior. And say a prayer that the Lord will heal the person's pain. You will be amazed how healing that will be for you. Let us pray. Dear Lord, hurt from others is likely to come our way, and when it does, help us first recognize our own guilt and forgive any who may trespass against us, that we might be forgiven as well. And for the many who are hurting, continue to draw them to your peace and forgiveness. In your precious name, Amen. Thank you for being with me, and may the Lord bless you and yours.